The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, July 4th, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 110th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Wall Street Journal reviewed the new exhibit at Folger Library in Washington, D.C., America's Shakespeare, an exploration of the special place the Bard has had in our history, from Bunker Hill to Gilligan's Island and beyond. The Independent ran a piece on two new productions opening this weekend in London with gender-blind casting, including a personal favorite, Michelle Terry playing Henry V. The Tennessean previewed Nashville Shakespeare Festival's upcoming season starting next month with Macbeth and the Comedy of Errors. The Brooklyn Paper ran a piece previewing this weekend's Shakespeareathon reading of all the comedies by the gallery players in Park Slope, Brooklyn, New York. The Smithsonian was one of many media outlets to cover the discovery of some documents regarding Shakespeare's application for a coat of arms. Looks like old Willie was a social climber. Interesting stuff. The always great Oxford University Press blog ran a great piece on the supernatural in Shakespeare. The New York Daily News reviewed the new novel retelling of Much Ado About Nothing by Lily Anderson, set in a modern elite high school full of genius comic book nerds. Sounds like a blast. Philly.com reviewed Julius Caesar by Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, running in Center Valley, Pennsylvania until July 17th, calling it brilliant and riveting. The Morning Call also reviewed it, calling it powerful. Arts ATL reviewed The Taming of the Shrew by Shakespeare's Tavern, running in Atlanta, Georgia through the weekend, saying it engagingly and capably tames the Bard's shrewiest comedy. The New York Times reviewed Macbeth by Hudson Valley Shakespeare, running in rep through August 28th in Garrison, New York, calling the three-actor, all-female production transcendent. Oregon Live reviewed Coriolanus by Bag and Baggage, running through July 23rd in Hillsboro, Oregon, calling the all-female production tight, fast-paced, and character-driven. And finally, The Guardian reviewed Henry V with Michelle Terry, a gender-crossed casting, running through the weekend in London, giving it a 3 of 5-star review and calling it reflective and muted, with Terry a great centerpiece. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On June 28, 1381, Richard II's forces defeated Essex rebels at Norsey Wood near Billericay. Over 500 rebels were killed, effectively ending the peasants' revolt. On June 29, 1613, the Globe Theatre was destroyed by fire when a cannon fired during the performance of Henry VIII sparked a blaze. It was rebuilt in 1614. On that same day in 1406, Isabella of Valois, the widow of Richard II, married her cousin, Charles of Orléans. After Richard's death, Henry IV commanded her to marry his son, the future Henry V. She refused, and Henry later married her younger sister, Catherine of Valois, instead. June 30th, I got nothing. July 1st, 1535, Thomas More stood trial for high treason for denying the Acts of Supremacy, which stated that papal supremacy no longer existed under the new Church of England under Henry VIII. It didn't go so well, and he was executed by decapitation 5 days later. On July 2nd, 1489, Thomas Cranmer was born. He was a leader in the English Reformation and the Archbishop of Canterbury under Henry VIII, supporting the concept of royal rather than papal supremacy. On July 3rd, 1468, Margaret of York married Charles the Stout, Duke of Burgundy. Margaret was the daughter of Richard Plantagenet, 3rd Duke of York, and Cecily Neville, and sister to both Edward IV and Richard III. On July 4th, 1776, the Congress of the not-quite-yet-United States proclaimed their independence from Britain. I know it's not Shakespearean, but I'm an American, damn it. Plus, I couldn't find any Bard-related news for the day. And that was your week in Shakespeare. listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending July the 4th, 2016. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.